Isaiah, chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken, I have nourished and brought up sons, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, sons who deal corruptly. They have forsaken Yahweh, they have despised the Holy One of Israel, they are estranged backward. Why will you be still stricken, that you revolt more and more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds, and bruises, and fresh stripes, they haven't been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with oil. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except Yahweh of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, we should have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh, you rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says Yahweh, I have had enough of the burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I do not delight in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When you come to see my face, who has required this at your hand, to trample my courts? Bring no more vain oblations, incense is disgusting to me, new moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies I can't endure evil and the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates, they are a trouble to me, I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear, your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek justice, correct oppression, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says Yahweh, though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they will be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. How has the faithful city become a prostitute? She that was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious, and partners of thieves, everyone loves bribes, and follows after rewards, they do not judge the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come to them. Therefore says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will ease myself of my adversaries, and avenge myself of my enemies. And I will turn my hand on you, and thoroughly purge away your dross, and will take away all your tin. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning, afterward you will be called the city of righteousness, a faithful town. Zion will be redeemed with justice, and her converts with righteousness. But the destruction of transgressors and sinners will be together, and those who forsake Yahweh will be consumed. For they will be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and you will be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. For you will be as an oak whose leaf fades, and as a garden that has no water. And the strong will be as flax, and his work as a spark, and they will both burn together, and none will quench them.